Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, guys.
It's another Thursday's Another Shot.
Yes, and I feel glorious. I feel a little tips.
Oh, from our, because we recorded a full episode just this one, which will come out on Sunday.
Yeah, and these drinks are real good.
But we're not telling you what they are because you have to wait till Sunday's episode to get them.
But they're very my brand.
Yes, they are on brand for you.
I'm doing my, like, this voice.
I like
because
that.
Because as you'll see on Sundays, we talk about our AIM screen names. And John's is one for the books.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know why I still do this show, if I'm being completely honest.
I don't know either. We don't need you.
Excuse me? Yeah. As you could tell by the flu episodes.
No, I really needed you. Yeah, I felt so... I was just like, I can't do
this. Keep going. Keep giving me compliments.
Well,
it's fine, right?
We all agreed afterwards. We were like,
we get why
we have John.
Okay.
We didn't see it before. Now we do.
That is true.
Oh, thanks, everybody. I wanted to mention we've been talking about CrimeCon a little bit, but we're really gearing up for it now. June 7th through the 9th, we're going to be in New Orleans.
And I appreciate everyone giving us bars like to recommend to go to because someone mentioned that they have cheesy gordita crunches at a bar. And I wrote it down. Yeah,
yes,
liked it. I was like, yes. So give us more suggestions.
Yes. And I wanted to mention too.
Give me good lesbian bars that I can take John to.
Well, it's going
to
be Pride weekend. So
I know, but I want good lesbian bars that I can take John to.
I want to go to some good lesbian bars.
Oh, is that right?
Well,
I'll be at Walmart looking for avocados, as I've mentioned before.
That's right. He's busy, people.
Very busy. Wanted to mention, you know, we in Austin, when we did our South by Southwest show, we had an informal meetup with 10 or 11, maybe 15 of like the sweetest people in all of Texas.
How would you know, John? You were cradling your bottle of wine the entire night. How do you remember that?
You're right. I don't know how I do remember that.
I remember MVP.
That was the most fun I've ever had with John
Me too.
My life.
All right. Listen,
guys. John and I have had some wild nights
that we've never
talked
about.
When John used to go out, and John and I have been out together until 4 a.m. before in New York City.
That's shocking to me.
That is an entirely different story.
Listen,
John wouldn't even get a burrito with me.
Oh, John was...
When did I ever decline a burrito with you?
When the Bad Girls Club girls were coming in.
Let's hash this out, couples.
Yeah. And
couples
they
therapy.
Were coming in at like 8:30, and it was after work, and I said, do you want to get a burrito?
You are making this up.
I'm not making this up. And you said, he freaked out. He's like, no, it's okay. I could see John freaking out, but I can't see John denying a burrito.
Exactly. Thank you.
Listen. I suggested Chipotle because at the time that was his favorite restaurant.
And it was right across the street.
Still is.
Here, I will tell you why, and I think I remember this.
Yeah.
Is that Matt, we were here at 8:30 because I was hosting an after show, and I was likely
not... We had a couple hours before, and we had to eat dinner.
I don't like to eat, and I don't like that idea. I like to be, focused on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I was probably prepping the show.
He was thinking about his avocados at Walmart.
Yeah.
I can't believe Matt hung on to that, because, I don't remember that.
No, he definitely hung on to it. He has the date tattooed on his fucking arm.
Have I ever told you that story, Darren?
No, but I'm so not surprised. The thing is, I believe both of you, because, yes, I could see John being like, no.
Oh, she's so diplomatic. Don't do it. What's going on? This is the most diplomatic
Darren has ever been. I can't see John denying a burrito from Chipotle.
Listen, when I'm working.
I'm torn. I'm Switzerland on this one, guys.
If I'm prepping to be on air for something, I don't want to be like running out. You know, there's probably a lot to do. I would never turn down
a
burrito with Matt.
The moral of the story is, Matt, where was my offer for a fucking burrito?
Right. You were just a floor above us.
I guess I'm just forgotten.
We have plans coming up.
I guess I'm just, you know, a typical woman being forgot in a man's world.
We're going on a date. What do you? I asked you out on a date.
Yeah,
you
actually,
said yes.
He did. Actually, I have in my phone date with Matt.
Yeah, I heard about this. We'll get to it in a minute.
Baby Tersh number two.
I would like to get to the information
that is on
the agenda.
I know Megan has to go. We're being
much
crazy.
Much like the evening that Matt is talking about, I was staying professional. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you very much. We will be doing our informal meetup. We had mentioned this again in Texas. We met up with a bunch of amazing people. We're going to be doing it again. We're going to be doing an informal meetup on either Friday or Saturday in New Orleans. We will announce a time and location
around then.
Yeah, on our official social media account. So make sure if you're following and you want to meet up with us that you're following us, because that's where we're going to be making that announcement. Frankly, we just kind of want to get there and like feel out certain places to make sure, you know, because there's going to be a lot of true crime fans there, so we want to make sure there's enough space.
What else is going on?
Pride.
There's a lot of shit.
So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Places will be crowded.
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to let you guys know when we figure all of that out.
And speaking of LGBT issues and awards and achievements, Darren.
Yeah. Oh, I was at the, I wanted to go to my mom quote first. So I was like,
sorry.
Oh, my
go
mom's
ahead.
Not gay. She's an ally, though.
Right, right.
I went to the GLAAD Awards on Saturday night. Andy was honored along with Madonna, who shaded Andy. And it was like fucking hilarious.
What? Tell
but
us.
In a great way. Because she
what
was
happened?
Like, Andy Cohen, like, I just wanted to say, like, you've done amazing things. She's like, I'm just so proud of the work that you do. I don't know what you do. Like, and it was like, so, oh my God. And it was amazing. And
she knows what he does.
Of course. But he ate it all up. Like, that was what he loves. And the GLAAD Awards were so fun, so incredible. Like, Andy made me tear up with his speech.
Yeah.
I even said to him, I was like, I am incapable of having emotions. And he was like, that's not true. And I was like, but you made me cry. And it was, honestly, I can't think of someone who deserves it better. And I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. So he won the Vito Russo Award. And it was just, like, absolutely incredible. So really, really fun event. Met a ton of people. And it was great.
It was very star-studded.
Wore a white shirt that had rainbow buttons on it.
Look
and I
you.
Felt very appropriate.
I love that.
I wore a suit, baby.
I love it.
But, yeah, it was very star-studded, for sure.
Congratulations to Andy.
Yes,
who I'm sure is listening at this point of our show.
Were there any smart people there?
I was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because we all know that Matt, for some reason, doesn't associate smart
there.
People as being gay.
No, yeah. That's I was
fine.
There. I was the exception of the rule. You know
Should
what I mean?
Let's repaint this
let's
picture.
Let's tell Brittany what we're talking about.
You
want to
talk about the burrito thing? We're going in. Let's do it. So
I was having drinks with Matt
Brittany's
one night,
here,
very
way.
Late, and right, Matt was trying to tell me a story, for those of you who don't know, about his gay friend, and he was just kind of like...
We're not doing this.
No,
after
Megan,
the
turn his mic off.
No,
turn his mic off.
And he was like... And he was like, my friend, what's your friend's name? It was like Dan. He was like, my friend Dan, who happens to be gay, but he's really smart.
But
and
he's
I was
smart.
Like wait.
He's gay, but like he's really
but
smart.
But he's really smart. And I was like are
okay.
gay people dumb? And that was like, oh, no, I did it. And then he ate his fucking words. And then I schooled him and made him cry. And then he apologized to me.
Look,
Brittany's like, I can't wait to get out of here.
Rational.
No, Brittany, Matt doesn't think that gay people can be smart.
You guys, come on.
The hosts of his show are two gay people. It's fine.
I feel very bad.
It's fine.
No, moving on.
This is the most ashamed I've ever been on this podcast.
It's the GLAAD Awards, not the Mass Awards.
Let's move on, please.
Let's say one thing is for sure. He will not be winning a GLAAD Award anytime
soon. He's
going
to be winning a SAD Award.
Yeah, SAD Award.
Can I get to my mom's quote? Because my mom listens to Another Shot. So last week we talked about scary movies, and I like blame my mom for Fire in the Sky.
It was a mother-heavy episode.
It was
for you.
Heavy, mom.
So she texts you.
She texts me at 9:37 a.m. one morning, and she goes, "You need to mention when you talk about that event that it was me who wanted to leave the theater, but you guys insisted on staying, which is pretty funny."
Oh.
So I was like, "That's fair, mom. Like, I appreciate that. That's a good point." Then my mom for the win. My mom travels for work. She goes to like Alexandria, Virginia, a lot.
Oh,
yesterday
I didn't know
at 7:08 p.m., she texts me out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Do not have a passion fruit margarita and then go to a shoe store. Motherly advice.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
She was like, listen, I went to go try a sneaker company. I really wanted to try it. And then she's like telling me, showing me these shoes. And I go, okay, but like more importantly, how was a margarita? And she was like, what are you kidding? Passion fruit, frozen, delicious.
That does sound delicious.
So shout out to Susie Ryla because mom is killing the game here.
Well, listen.
Susan and I are supposed to get a drink pretty soon.
I don't think it's going to happen,
that
Matt.
That wouldn't surprise me, but also...
I don't think it's going to happen.
Not after your SAD award.
How smart could my mom be by having a gay daughter? Am I right?
Right,
she's
exactly.
not that smart.
Oh, my God.
It's clear.
Well, I love that she's giving you advice about what not to do when you have a martini or a margarita.
Yeah, so we should not do this store. We should not do this in a shoe store.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mom Listen. Advice.
Yeah, I love it.
We need to have a segment called Motherly Advice, where my mom gives us a piece of advice once a week.
My mom gives me some interesting advice from
maybe
time
we
to time.
Should do that. We have like motherly advice, and instead of moral of the story, we do motherly advice. My mom's suggestion, but she did say, like, do not have a passion fruit margarita. She never said anything about regular.
Or key lime.
That's my mom's fault.
Completely shifting gears. See, that was a really good story, but I just wanted to bring something up because I wanted to bring awareness to something.
Okay.
This isn't on the agenda because I just thought of it.
Okay.
You know how we've been seeing all these news articles about like whales and all these things like are washing up ashore and they open their stomachs and it's nothing but plastic?
Yes.
And there's some sort of like recent study where it was like humans are causing the extinction of over a million species in the next 20 years or something. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like always overlooked it because I recycle, and especially in New York City, which I know is not the case for a lot of you guys listening in other cities and other towns. Like when I go back to Maryland, this does not happen. But in New York City, it's required by law that you have a recycling situation with your building. And then I go back to Maryland where no one recycles. And I feel so guilty when I put like a piece of plastic in the trash because I'm like, where is that going? Is it going to go end up in the Pacific in some whale's mouth? So what happened was...
We only recycle one or two though. So just be cognizant
yes,
of
that's
one
true.
Or two.
Yes.
Can be plastic as long as it's
right.
not one or two.
Exactly. So I was thinking about my plastic consumption, okay? And I realized, you know how...
Riveting.
I know. Get ready. Hold on to your seats.
I was just thinking about my plastic consumption the other day.
I felt so guilty because these animals are full of plastic. And we've all seen the images of like the turtle with the six pack of plastic around its neck.
Yeah, I always cut those things up.
I do too.
Always.
And I realized, you know how I am with Starbucks. I love a good iced chai is my thing. Or the
Not a burrito.
Or the pink drink.
Maybe if you had asked them for an iced chai,
maybe
Matt.
If we could have gone to Starbucks, Matt. I didn't realize it was some kind of like, you know, thing. Anyway.
Got shot down.
I got shot. Yeah.
On a date.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, the point of the story is I consume way too much plastic, even down to the plastic bags from stores that we use. I've now gotten rid of that.
You know those are more sanitary than tote bags, though, right?
In what way?
People don't wash their tote bags, and plastic is
that's true.
And they
sanitary.
Reuse them.
Yeah.
Much more sanitary.
We're all going to die if we keep using all the plastic.
Well, especially...
That's completely false.
Especially single...
No, it's not.
No, that's not true.
It's a theory.
That's my theory.
All right. The whole world will end.
I love you for this segment, John.
Oh, thank you. I know I sound like such a hippie.
And Matt's not gay. He's just dumb. How did that happen?
Despite the rest of this episode where he's asked me to go to dinner with him. I'm just teasing.
I felt very rejected.
I know. Sorry. But like single-use plastic bags. And I think about like, you know, I live across the street from a supermarket. So I'm always just popping in and out for things I need. Mm-hmm. But like, mostly avocados we've established. You know, I've cut back on those. I now take a tote bag. Yes, it may be unsanitary, but I will wash them. And here's the question I wanted to ask, and if this is weird. When I'm ordering a drink at Starbucks, if it's an iced drink, they always give you the plastic cups. Is it inappropriate or weird, and does it help the environment if I ask that they put it in a paper cup? Because are paper cups any less of an issue than plastic? I'm sure they are,
better, but like... Can you use your own?
I thought that. I don't think you
can.
Then
don't go to Starbucks.
You can if you have. Yeah, you can if you have a Starbucks cup, like one of those cups.
So if you go there all the time.
Well,
that's
then maybe
the
I should get one of those cups. I didn't even think of that. Megan's saying that she thinks Starbucks uses biodegradable plastic, and I think you're right because Starbucks is particularly.
I'll have to ask my mom because she's an environmental engineer.
Is she?
Yes.
Okay. Motherly advice. First segment next.
By the
week.
Way, you don't need to recycle glass because glass can't be recycled, people. Because when you mash it up, it comes into sand. And the only reason that New York City tells you to recycle glass is so they get their weight limit up to say that they recycle a certain poundage a year, not because it can actually be recycled.
But also,
fun fact,
That makes sense.
Can't recycle glass. Can't be mashed up. It turns into sand.
Right.
You can't create. You can't just like mash up glass and then like create glass. You can't. It's not possible.
Fair enough. All right. Let's get into some questions. That was my like environmental. I should have done this on Earth Day, but I'm just kind of realizing this more recently.
See, gay people can be smart.
Can you believe it?
I can't.
Right here we are. Proof.
See, Matt. Geniuses. See, Matt, you're geniuses. Wrong. You're wrong,
Every
Matt.
Single gay person is a genius.
That's what I've been saying from the start.
Yeah. Well, you pulled a bunch of really good questions from our Facebook
group.
Yeah,
let's get into it. Lauren Anderson on Facebook, thank you for your question, asks, what is your guilty pleasure?
Starbucks.
I don't know. I don't have like a guilty pleasure because I'm more of like a, this is kind of a boring answer, but like everything in moderation type of person.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
I mean, yes, but I'm not eating Taco Bell every day. Like, I don't eat Taco Bell. I eat it infrequently enough where I don't feel guilty necessarily eating it.
That's how I feel too, yeah.
I love fast food and I love Cheez-Its.
Right?
Like I could eat an entire box of Cheez-Its too. No problem, like to my face, like easily.
Yeah. Mine is probably mochi. Have you ever had mochi ice cream?
Of course.
I have a
Carson
weird...
hates it. I like
really?
It. I love the texture.
The texture with especially the mochi, Maimo is the name of the company. The mango mochi. Oh my God. It's literally like I would eat 20 of those in one sitting if I could.
I will say something that's like high in calorie, but I fucking love it is the tomato cheddar soup from Hale & Hearty. Have you guys ever had it?
Oh, yes. That is really
good. It's like a
good.
Brick of cheddar cheese melted in tomato soup. And I introduced my mom to it. And every time it's around, we get it. Like, it is to die for.
There's a Hale & Hearty here, and I used to go to it every single day.
Mine is definitely just cheese.
Yeah, cheese for sure. I could never give it up. I couldn't be a vegan because of it.
Go home and eat half a block of cheese.
I could eat a full block.
I think I've mentioned this before, but one year for Christmas, the holidays, I should say, actually, Matt gave me a gift, not the Spice Girls hat, which was an amazing gift, by the way. Thank you, Matt.
So.
I think I've said this on the show before, but Matt gave me, which sounds dumb, don't get me wrong, not that's not what I'm saying to you, Matt. I'm saying people react this way when I mention it, a set of cheese knives. Oh, ha, ha, funny. Who needs cheese knives, right?
You do need cheese knives, though.
Oh, my God. They've been life-changing. My boyfriend and I talk about them every time.
They're so much better than a butter knife for your cheese.
And they have specific types of knives for specific types of cheese, and it's changed the way we, like, live our lives. So thank you, Matt. And I know gay people are not smart, but I wanted to mention one more time that we were able to figure out how to cut our cheese correctly because of you.
And shockingly, he never knew how to cut the cheese before, but John learned from Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
All right.
Next question.
Should we do this one? Tara Noyola, which is a cool last name, says, if you could spend 1 hour with anyone, alive or dead, who would you choose?
Great question. There's so many fucking people I would do. Ayn Rand, Thomas Jefferson, Lucille Ball. But lately, I've been watching Gentleman Jack on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And Ann Lister was like the first openly gay woman who like lived her life as a lesbian.
Yeah.
And she got publicly ridiculed for it. But she's known as a diarist. She wrote over
I've
like
4
million words or something in her diary. And she lived in the 1800s.
In what country?
Quote unquote married. But she kind of lived abroad as well and married. I'm saying married in quotes here because it wasn't that lesbianism was illegal back in the 1800s because it wasn't even thought to be possible that women could have sex with each other. So it was in a completely different category than a male, than male gaze.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which is so fascinating, right? Because people are like, how could ladies do that? Like, it was not even thought of as to be a thing.
Yeah.
And Gentleman Jack on HBO has just been so incredible and so like a historical piece of Ann Lister. You guys need to look her up. I would absolutely kill to talk to Ann Lister for an hour.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's a good one.
What about you?
I think my mind went immediately to like, Da Vinci, because of all the different things he was good at and like the way his mind
an
worked
inventor,
and
painter,
an artist and a mathematician. And he was just like, you don't hear about people like this anymore, you know? And I think that's so weird to me because we've evolved, you would hope, as a species since when he was around in some sense. And the amount of things he was able to accomplish in his life with just his brain, I find very interesting. And I taught English in Italy for 2 summers, and I lived in Milan the first year, which is where he was from or taught. And it was so weird because you know how like the presidents and like American history is so embedded, and I'm not speaking, we've all traveled in this room, I'm sure, but to those who might be listening, in the same way that like presidents are embedded in our culture and just like our American history, in Milan in particular, and I noticed these with a lot of the kids that I was teaching, Leonardo da Vinci is like a god to them because of what he represented to humanity in that time. And he was from
he still is.
Yeah, and even still. Yeah, exactly. I wanted to see The Last Supper, which he painted in a chapel, but the line was too long.
Oh.
I was there for, and I was working there, so I couldn't get to.
This last question by Angela Piscina, I just thought was funny. What's the worst thing to do while hungover? Because, like, for me, it's drink. Like, hair of the dog isn't a thing. Like, I just, I don't. I guess it's a thing for some people. For me, absolutely fucking not. Gatorade.
It's definitely a
bacon
thing.
Bacon, sausage, egg and cheese, Taylor ham, egg and cheese. Like, mama needs. Yeah. Mama deserves. I'm not drinking when I'm hungover. Fuck no.
I think that
not
the
a lot, but one drink is, it's a scientific fact that it helps you.
The thing is for me to, like, scientifically and mentally put it to my lips makes me want to vomit.
I
like,
know, that's
even
true.
If I know that it'll be good, like, beer would probably be the only thing that I can handle, but, like, a vodka soda to, like...
Oh, Bloody Mary. That's what they're invented for.
No, thanks. I'm about to be hungover from this, so...
That's a good answer.
But thank... I mean, that was a great question. I thought that was fucking funny.
The worst thing to do when you're hungover, in my opinion, would be...
Run a marathon.
Hang out with kids. Because the last thing I want to deal with
come
is
some screaming
kid. Yeah, exactly.
Be Matt's, like, child. That's got to be the worst.
Which clearly it's not because his kids are amazing,
I know,
by the
way. But that's like they're medical marvels.
I know. By the way, we do have a Milkshakes and Magic coming up in the next couple weeks.
Because they are magic,
they
those
are magic.
Kids.
Okay, so here's a little bit of a shout out. We don't typically do shout outs, but we do answer, obviously, a lot of your guys' questions.
We try to. It's just, it's hard.
Yeah, we do shout outs on our main episodes, but... Because somebody asked so politely, Tommy in the Facebook group, who's a woman, she asked so nicely, she says, hey guys, so I'm getting married on Saturday and I was hoping I could get a shout out on this week's Another Shot.
What if we were just like, no.
No.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah,
what's she do?
What's she do?
I've been an avid listener since I started listening to the podcast and I just love you guys. It would be the best wedding present, which, by the way, we get a lot of these requests. It's impossible to fill them, but because she said it would be the best wedding present,
I'm
I was
an officiant.
Like,
I'll marry you if you
that's
want.
True. Me too. Imagine us doing a
Could
wedding.
Could you imagine?
Maybe that's a business we should be doing. I'm saving all my episodes for the flight on Sunday since I'll be heading out for my honeymoon. And it would be a treat to hear a shout out from you guys. Even Matt, I guess, secretly have always wanted to hear my name in his creepy voice. Anyways, love you guys and have a great week.
Say so, Tommy Matt, in your say, creepy voice. Yeah.
Tommy.
Happy.
Congratulations.
If things don't work out with your new marriage, which is one day old.
Uh-huh. Then
reach
what,
out.
Can we call this Martinis and Marriage?
Potentially.
Martinis and Marriage for
Maybe
another
they
shot.
Maybe need to get on matchmaker.com. Ooh, that's a little
teaser
for Sunday.
It's not
John
too late. If you're
X,
on your honeymoon,
X,
you can
X.
actually just leave and the marriage won't count within, like, what,
is
48
that true?
Hours?
Matt, how do you know?
Right?
Matt, how do you know?
36. Annulment. Yes, Megan knows because she's
sorry,
an attorney.
Sorry, we're just dumb gays. We didn't
Tommy, talk to me.
Tommy, talk to me.
Well, as usual, this Another Shot has been a complete disaster.
I'm drunk.
We will see you guys on Sunday with a new episode. Bye.
I'm shit-faced. Bye.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers. Hunt for muddy puddles and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.